prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
Oh, we're off and running.
Yay!
All right, so we are here. All four of us are here. Hi.
Hello.
And we just got out of watching The Black Panther. So this is going to be our spoiler-free review for the most part.
Yeah.
We'll go into it in more depth on our normal recording night. It's going to be our movie of the week.
Oh, yeah.
But quick thoughts, Tiffles?
I loved it. Okay. I thought it was a really, really great movie.
Okay. And what would you give it?
I would give it a solid A.
Okay. Carol?
I think it had a few pacing issues, but overall it was a very solid film. I liked the acting. I really liked the fact that the bad guy wasn't just a huge CGI character. I don't think that's really a spoiler.
No, even I knew that, and I didn't know anything about the movie.
I would give this a definite B+.
Sternler?
Yeah, I'd give it an A, and I really, I do like the villain. Probably that's one of my favorite things. Just because he actually has motivation that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Why he would want to, and you kind of feel that kind of turmoil throughout the movie of, you know, he actually has a reason to do what he's doing, even though it's completely misguided and he grew up, no spoilers, but yeah. So I'll just stop right there, but yeah. Hey.
Yeah, I would definitely give it, a B+, A-, and, I think the thing that I was thinking at the end was the fact that I liked it just as a movie. Even if it hadn't been a Marvel movie, I would have still liked it as a movie, you know? And so I think it stands alone really well. It's not a Guardians of the Galaxy type movie. It's not a Superman type movie.
And there's not a whole lot of crossover.
No, this is a standalone movie.
Much standalone just for Black Panther.
Just some B characters that you've seen before. But
yeah, but
very few.
Yeah,
very few.
Yeah, I definitely think it's awesome because it's almost completely set in
Wakanda,
which is awesome. They do a good job bringing kind of Jack Kirby's rich artist kind of craziness to light. So the technology is caught up with the vision, which is cool.
So overall, B's and A's from all of us, B+ to A. So definitely worth the watch. And would you guys watch it again?
Oh, yeah.
Non-3D,
I think.
Yeah.
To begin with, I felt like everything was very close to the screen, and I kind of felt like I had to, like, put my head back.
And we were towards the back.
I don't think this movie is enhanced by 3D.
I will just say that.
There's a lot of conversations where the person forefront is blurry because of the 3D, and that was starting to give me a slight headache. But,
The thing for me was they did this one rotational view towards the end of the movie, and I almost got sick there. I do have vertigo, but usually I'm pretty good about it, but that one scene was so slow in the turn that it just really bothered me. But
I don't think it really needed it either. I mean, visually, the costumes are amazing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is beautiful. It's really beautiful visually.
Yeah, I think 2D would be fine.
Yeah. 2D would be fine, but definitely see it in the big screen if you can.
Oh, I will say just real quick, too, not Black Panther related, but seeing the Solo trailer up on a big screen, I've just seen it on YouTube a few thousand times, so it just is absolutely a gorgeous-looking trailer. No matter how the movie turns out, I love the color palette. I love kind of the tone, and I love a couple of little flash-forward image that's kind of weird, that's kind of cool that I just noticed, so
All right. So now that made us up to 4 minutes. Thanks so much. All right.